Since this winter was the warmest in the lower 48 states since record-keeping started 121 years ago, according to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the idea of a growing season gets distorted and predictions get squishy for farmers and others. The recent strong El Niño weather pattern is partly to blame, but warmer, shorter winters will be more common as climate change trends continue. As Mose Bushell reports from Everstation KUT in Austin, farmers and ranchers are some of the first people who have to make some very risky decisions that could determine what ends up on all of our dinner tables.
There's nothing strange about enjoying a good, fresh-picked strawberry.
That is delicious. I just spilled some juice on myself. It's so juicy.
But there is something strange about when and where I was enjoying this one. Marburger Orchard is in Fredericksburg, Texas. Gary Marburger's main business is peaches. He keeps berries for the off-season. And this year, it was the way off-season. I visited Marburger in February, early for berries, even in Texas.
And we're seeing them much earlier this year than we ever have. Normally, we would just now maybe be getting started, and we already started a month ago this year.
That's because this winter, the farmer took a gamble. Betting on fewer frosty nights, he started tending his plants early.
And then still, it's a gamble. You can go ahead and do it, and then the forecast isn't correct, and then again, you've wasted and put a lot of time and effort into it.
But walking through well-maintained rows of berries, you can see it paid off.
And you can see them in all stages. We're looking here at all the way from bloom to little green ones to bigger green ones, and then eventually they start showing some red on them.
He says in his 35 years farming the Central Texas Hill Country, it feels like winters just don't get as cold as they used to, and he may grow more early crops in years to come. He probably won't be alone, says Norma Fowler. Fowler is a professor at the University of Texas at Austin who specializes in plant biology.
There's actually getting to be quite a scientific literature, quite a collection of scientific studies where people have actually documented that things are happening earlier in the spring.
And, of course, it's not just in Texas. In California, some wine growers may move further north, while others change the type of grapes they grow. In New England, the apple harvests are at risk. Fowler says some things that require cold winter nights will be harder to plant.
On the other hand, you might be able to grow something now that you couldn't have grown 20 years ago.
Like strawberries in the winter. This disruption is also not limited to plants.
We have more dust, which can create some respiratory problems.
Heat stress on the animal will affect their production.
The sows aren't comfortable, and so they just don't perform as well.
This is from a video called Climate Change Impacts on Animal Agriculture. It's part of a USDA project to get ranchers, hog, and poultry farmers prepared for global warming.
And it addresses some of the adaptation strategies and approaches that producers are already using in different parts of the nation.
David Smith is a program specialist at Texas A&M University. He works in the project here in the southwestern region where there's a lot of cattle. One way climate change threatens cattle is with warmer summer nights. That leads to heat stress.
What happens is that they stop producing as much milk.
Beef cattle don't eat as much, so they don't gain weight.
They have more reproductive issues.
They have a lot more health problems in general.
Just simply because they can't recover. They can't dissipate that heat that they've retained during the day.
Smith says ranchers are eager to confront the challenge. They're buying cooling systems, even breeding cattle to withstand higher temperatures. Where he runs into resistance is when he links changes in climate to the science of climate change. In Texas, a lot of the people who feel the most immediate impacts of global warming are still skeptical that man plays a role.
There's some regions in the country that are more open to the discussion. For example, up in Washington State, they frequently have climate change workshops.
Here, Smith needs to be a little more creative. He can raise a lot of the same issues without mentioning the C word. One example, his last workshop was on the water, energy, food nexus.
Because if we would have put on a climate change workshop, we probably wouldn't get very many folks at the table.
But that could be changing. A recent Gallup poll shows a record number of Americans believe human activity is causing climate change. Back at Marburger Orchard, I conducted a survey of one. I posed this question to farmer Gary Marburger.
You know, I don't know what your feelings are on climate change. Do you think that's happening? Or
I don't think I'm in a position to say that. And one year can be so drastically different from the next year, and it's up and down. So you know, you're looking more at a, you know, average for overall. And yeah, my gut feel is it seems like, and the overall average seems to me like it's, you know, maybe that we're getting into a little bit milder winters than we've had in the past.
He said when he started out 35 years ago, he used to plant a specific variety of peach tree that does better in colder winters. But he wouldn't dream of planting that kind anymore. The winters just seem too warm for it now. For The Takeaway, I'm Mose Bouchel, member station KUT.
Mose's report is the first in a series that explores how we can make our communities stronger and more resilient. It's a collaboration between member stations KPBS in San Diego, OPB in Portland, Oregon, WDET in Detroit, and KUT in Austin.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.